Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Steelers will be back on KDEK and Paramount Plus on Sunday with the Steelers and Colts. Another Iron Eagle J.J. Watt game.
What a nice fade right in there. That was well played.
Steelers are undefeated when J.J. Watt calls their game. So,
I'd like J.J.
Watt in this defense right now, by the way.
If by some chance T.J. Watt is as invisible against the Colts as he was last night against the Packers, which seems plausible,
ooh,
what's J.J. going to do?
I can't wait for that. I can wait for it because I don't want to see it happen, but I get your point.
What if, say, the Colts, with Quentin Nelson, run a power play to the right where they pull Nelson and make sure he's kicking out onto 90?
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Taylor's scooting by, and maybe T.J. Watt looks like a smudge in the dirt. What's J.J. going to say then? Because that's within the realm of possibility, given how last night went.
All right, let's get to PM Team plays of the game.
What if J.J. just said, you know what the real problem here is, Ian? It's Tomlin. T.J.'s getting pushed all over the field. It's Mike Tomlin, Ian. It's his thing.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that.
No, I know.
Here is Malzi's play of the game.
T.J. screaming off the edge on third down. Love hit as he throws. Up for grabs. Caught! Kraft! Oh, on the run! Kraft pulling away! Still on his feet at the 30. What a run after the catch by Kraft all the way to the 26-yard line. It's a 59-yard gain.
Kraft was awesome last night. He's been a revelation there. I already had a bad feeling going into the third quarter, or coming out of the third quarter. The Steelers had gotten the found money of Watt's personal foul doesn't hurt them. McManus hooks the kick. You're still up 9. You have a chance to go up. Maybe you get a good drive. You script something up at halftime. You get something good going. You get it to 23-7, and maybe you start to exert a little bit of your will on Green Bay because the scoreboard just dictates that you can.
Mm-hmm.
They go and 3 and out, and you know, not really that competitive. The Packers get this on 3rd and 5. And listen, Kraft got away with OPI there, plain and simple.
Yeah,
I
agree.
He shoved Deshaun Elliott out of the way. If that happens on a play that's more traditional looking and doesn't look like a weird lollipop, like free-for-all ball almost, it probably gets called, but it didn't.
And DK Metcalf got called for one, and I didn't think it was any more egregious
it wasn't,
than that.
But I'm not. But you know what I'm not going to do here really quick is just bitch about that or the offsides that didn't get called. Because Broderick Jones left about 2 hours early.
I know, Chris,
on the play.
But it's fair to point out that sequence of things did contribute to the Steelers losing momentum in the game.
They got snowed under. Anyway, not only do you miss the call, then he takes it, then he just picked up, I think, Juan Thornhill maybe at some point and carried him down the field with him. Then Elliott at least hustling back in to try to make the play. His season's over. Pretty much you could say that with certainty, I think, if they haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the heart and soul of your defense on the back end who communicates. That ends up leading to a touchdown that doesn't put Green Bay ahead. But just, if you want to talk about where did the vibe shift from uncomfortable to extremely bad, it was that play. I think it was easily the play of the game as far as determining the outcome. And it was also a microcosm. They had no answers for Kraft, who just treated them. He's got a bunch of children, even if he hasn't actually had one yet, because the entire Steelers defense basically needs to call him dad.
Here's mine.
Love with a hand signal. The pressure comes. It's picked up. Love to space. Downfield for Watson. He's got it. Christian Watson, welcome back. He's got it at the 7.
Listen to that crowd, which we'll get into later in the show. So I'm going to slightly disagree with you. Not a hard disagree, but a slight disagree. Steelers give up a touchdown after the Kraft drive. They're still up 16-14. They get the ball back. They kick a field goal. Boswell, another 56-yard boot. It's 9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
14. Going into the fourth quarter, they're still leading. They're not in control of the game, but they're leading. Then that Watson catch happens where everybody seems to be in the right position. He actually gets pressured and, gets in trouble a little bit on the play. He has to roll right, fading away throw. And I won't even want to say drops it in a bucket because there's guys there.
And he made a YOLO throw.
Nobody has ball awareness on the Steelers from their DBs. So that play happens. They score a touchdown on a Josh Jacobs run right after that, which, by the way, Christian Watson obliterates Chuck Clark on the block. They score. And here's the coup de grace of that drive. They go for two to make it a three-point Packers lead. That puts them up 20-19.
Mm-hmm.
They have 10 guys on the field for the two-point try.
The Steelers. The Steelers, to be clear.
10 guys!
Has anyone ever been more... If you transported yourself into Romeo Doubs' body for that pass, do you think you'd catch
guys.
It?
10 guys!
I think me, you, and Borges might all catch it. We were so open.
Completely unacceptable, so... There you have
well,
it.
They, you know why
PMT
they had 10
plays of the game.
Do you know why they only had 10 guys on the field for that? They had lost to Sean Elliott, and when he's not on the field, no one can talk to each other.
Yeah, they don't know how to communicate. It's actually an NFL rule.
It's like the tower. It becomes the Tower of Babel when Deshaun Elliott's not out there.
Oh, nice biblical reference, Malzi. Here's Johnny in Squirrel Hill. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
You're right, Tony. I mean, this could get very ugly when you look at the schedule in the quarterbacks that are coming up. Unbelievable. I mean, they've given up 700 yards passing in the past two games.
But I bet Tomlin won't even mention Daniel Jones tomorrow. It'll be all about Jonathan Taylor, only about Jonathan Taylor. And if they stop Jonathan Taylor, he assumes they'll win the game by two touchdowns. No one might.
Then you got Warren in there, too. And the thing that they've done right, let's be clear about this, is tying these bonuses to playoff wins. That's one of the only things they've done right. I don't know why they did it with Cam and they didn't do it with Watt. It should be for basically the entire defense, who wouldn't stop talking the whole preseason down in La Trobe. I mean, that's all they talked about is how good they were going to be. But go get a second receiver for what? Aaron Rodgers has been fantastic. I mean, not fantastic, but he definitely hasn't been the problem.
I got to be honest with you. That last point, it crossed my mind last night. You know, Collinsworth brought it up like, if you ask me, this team needs another receiver, Mike. Yeah, we get it because we've been having that conversation for 2 years, Chris. But you've got this eclectic group of safeties that you've cobbled together from all these bad teams who have cut guys. Jets cut Clark. Thornhill get cut by the Browns. You've brought these guys in. None of them can play a lick. You know, I don't think that this is right yet, but I would say this. I don't think the Minka trade looks quite as good today as it did 2 weeks ago after Ramsey owned the Browns.
Because
your
Ramsey
safety
got,
play stinks.
Because Ramsey also got whooped on. Like it's contingent not just on your safeties being decent, but on Ramsey being great. And after that Browns game, he's fallen off. He was just a guy out there yesterday. And then against the Bengals, he
who
was getting worked
over. Who does
not
fall into that category defensively? Who is not just a guy? Right now. Oh, I know. Nick Herbig. How much did he play?
24 snaps.
24 snaps. You shut the run down for the most part. Wilson had some nice runs. Jacob scored a touchdown because that's what he does. But you, for the most part, did a good job on the run. And the guy that leads your team in pressures more than Watt on fewer plays, The same number of Parsons.
He's the best pressure rate in the NFL coming into the game.
There was a moment. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this. I forget exactly when it happened. And it was a big play coming up. And Herbig was behind Tomlin in the shot. They go to Tomlin on the sideline. Yeah. Did you see like the facial expression? Like
what do I have to do here?
That's what I thought it was.
He's a victim of a coach who's got an antiquated mindset. The coach just
Why
says,
am I not in the game right now is what his face looked
because
like.
Because your coach cares about one thing, making sure a team doesn't run the ball. They're allowed to pass. They're allowed to beat you, but you're not going to run it on us.
What Cam Hayward said about the Steelers that really is probably the biggest indictment and biggest embarrassment ever laid at the feet of Mike Tomlin. You'll hear that. We'll take more of your calls, too, because it's a day for reaction after a horrible Steelers loss last night. Everyone's cranky because they got very little sleep for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.